It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us, as always, from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. I am joined today, as I am all Thursdays, by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Pam, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you're doing all right, staying safe out there.
Thank you. Yes, we're trying to stay on top of the storm. We're pleased that it didn't dump as much ice as predicted, but the temperature is still pretty low, and it'll get dipped down again tonight. And with all this wetness out there, we're predicting to have slippery roads. We're reminding people to please don't travel tonight unless you have to. And we're going to stay updated. We have our emergency group, and people can get emergency alerts by signing up for Orange County Alerts if they'd like to hear more.
That's a great idea. I saw, as I was driving home from finishing the show last night, that the town had treated some of the town roads with some salt or a mixture in preparation for that ice. Are there plans to do that again? I don't even know, would that work if there's standing water on the road? Right now, it looks like the main problem in Chapel Hill Carrboro area is that there's just a lot of standing water.
Yeah, so we have crews out and about that test whether and determine whether that makes a difference to put more brine down or not. They travel around the roads constantly during the day, and they have preparations underway for wherever they can. It was interesting because last night we had our work session on the Resource Conservation Districts and stormwater. And so we know that Chapel Hill has a lot of low-lying areas and things that were built before all the rules came in about where you could build and not build, according to the FEMA guidelines. And we've been doing our best to do stormwater studies to show us what would have the best impact. And we've been implementing those top priorities with the Booker Creek Basin Park right behind Eastgate over there being one of the biggest ones we've just gotten underway, or it's working. It's actually operational now. It'll be a combination park, art walk, and storage basin, which will be really good. And then we've got some other things on the list to get done as well, but we're trying to reduce the impacts of those flooding areas. But there are still areas in Chapel Hill that will always be low-lying or at the bottom of a bowl basin that will continue to have difficulties when we have heavy rains and hurricanes. So,
The Booker Creek Park is a really neat project. I remember that you guys broke ground for that during the pandemic, and I specifically remember joking, I don't know if I've ever done a virtual groundbreaking before at the time. So it might be something that folks might not be too interested or might not have on their radar, I should say, because it's all happened in the pandemic. Can you share a little bit more about that project? Because it's a neat one that, as you said, it overlaps a lot of things that Town of Chapel Hill's focusing on.
It really does. We came together when the Elliott with apartment building was being built. Ram Development was working, partnering with us, actually did the physical building of it for us because it takes a lot of excavating work. We dug out, we made a deeper storage basin, but we also wanted to have it be more than just a stormwater basin. We wanted to have trails that connect people for walkability. We wanted to have natural plantings and some wildlife going on there, and then art and ability to have people just have a sense of place to be. And anyone can use it, and it's a great way to traverse between the different little shopping areas as well. So we're excited about this new aspect of a park, and it's been a long time in the planning. So it was nice to actually get it done during the pandemic just because it gave us a focus to get this project underway.
What else was discussed at the work session? I know it was a relatively short agenda for you guys.
It was mostly about these other projects that we're looking for storage to store stormwater and to reduce the flow. The Piney Mountain project will be coming back to us. Also, some lake work at Lake Ellen, those kinds of things to slow it down at the top of the chain for these stormwater functions. We talked about the resource conservation districts, which are buffer zones for our waterways. So the creeks and streams have to have a determination. That determination of what kind they are determines how far out best practice and science shows us that we should protect for runoff reasons and erosion reasons and wildlife and air and all kinds of reasons for the council to understand better why they're so important. And, you know, once you put building into an RCD, it has an impact forever that might, you know, cause retrofits down the way that are very costly. So taking a look at that as more and more things are coming forward in our ever decreasing amount of land in Chapel Hill. So it was really what we were talking about. And then there's some changes from the legislature on our land use management ordinances for special use permit projects, so, which is very technical, and we just get a deeper explanation as to the why. And then we never vote in work sessions. We always bring items after discussion that need a decision back to a regular council meeting. So that was last night. That's what we use our work sessions for, to do a deeper dive into a topic so we can learn more before we have to make a decision on something.
That's right. And if you're looking to do a deeper dive into those topics, you can head to townofchapelhill.org to find everything that was discussed at that work session. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. I know earlier in the day on Wednesday, you were at an event. That's a pretty big deal.
That was so much fun and such an incredible feat.
That's right. Food for Students, which is a great program that the town and Chapel Harbor City Schools have really stepped up to. It has flourished is probably not exactly the best word to use for what it's done in the pandemic, but it has done some incredible work helping out students who have relied on the program for food during this time.
I'm so pleased. This partnership to bring folks together to feed our kids, especially, we started as food for the summer when kids are home for those long summer breaks and don't have access to their free and reduced lunch meals they get at school. And we grew it for during the COVID when children were out of school and there was no way to get the meals to them from the school other than a program like this, and 31 sites. But we also folded in enrichment opportunities and fun activities and things to connect the children to make sure that they knew they were cared about. And we had volunteers from the school system, you had teachers' aides and teachers and transportation workers and community members, and all kinds of folks really working hard and working together to make this happen. And 1 million meals is an incredible number of meals delivered. And it was just a great day to celebrate the volunteers. Through, we waved at them.
that's how you got to do it these days.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We were out there with music and dancing around as people came through and picked up their bag of food as a thank you to them. And I got to meet our new superintendent, and we'd already scheduled a meeting that day, the same day later by Zoom, but we actually got to see each other in person for a little bit too, socially distanced, of course. So.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out. Glad it was a lot better weather yesterday than today. Definitely helps. And our own Dakota Moyer was actually on scene taking some photographs. So if you want to check out more from that event, just head to chapelboro.com. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger and townofchapelhill.org is a website to go to for their local government. We got to begin to wrap up here, Pam, but anything else going on around town that you want to let folks know about?
Yeah, so it's been very interesting. I was on the chamber meeting today, the Visitors Bureau meeting yesterday, the national mayors they're calling it the White House Mayors Conference weekly this week too, and just hearing the differences going around the country. Nationally, 1 in 10 people are unemployed in our country. 1 in 5 are behind in their rent. 1 in 10 are behind in their mortgage. But unemployment in Orange County is under 5% right now, and we are bouncing back already faster than we did in the recession. We learned a lot from the last recession, but there are still numerous people out of work. But we are doing better because we're working together and we're trying to help people out. The economy in North Carolina, the revenues are up a little bit, mostly because tax day was shifted to July 15th, which put it into this fiscal year. But sales tax are up 8%, and then we did get some federal funding. But the Visitors Bureau side, travel is way down. Hotels are down 70% in areas like ours. They're up on the beach and the mountains, but they're lower because people are not traveling as much. Even though we are about a 70% leisure travel market, people haven't been coming for the, you know, ball games and other arts activities and things like that they normally come here for. And it's estimated that the leisure market will come back faster than the business market will come back. And we're not a strong business market, but like wedding things are starting to consider coming back now and booking ahead for the summer and the fall. And sports venues are very interesting to hear that they've put sports into red, green, yellow. Red being no go, green being okay, and yellow being you can play but you have to wear a mask while playing. So very interesting to hear about all the different things going on there. We're celebrating Black History Month. We celebrated the Lunar New Year. We didn't get to do our big festivals we usually do for the Light Up Festival. We missed that. But we want to make sure that people know we're honoring folks and celebrating mostly via social networks right now and pushing those kinds of things out. and maintaining town functions as best we can during this time. I will say, it's very, very exciting. The percent positivity is the lowest it's been in a very long time for both Orange County and UNC, and that's because we're getting really good compliance from folks and because the vaccinations are happening and because people are really paying attention to being safe in businesses and trying and working really hard to take care of each other.
We still have a long way to go, but it is pretty interesting as we're coming up on the year mark, just how things have changed, and at least locally, how many people have adapted. And it's just kind of what we do now. It'll be interesting to see what the next step is when we do reach a point where a lot of people are vaccinated or were able to really start to get the pandemic under control or wrangled, as you were kind of mentioning, in terms of the business side, but also just in terms of socially moving back in other ways. It's pretty amazing, almost at a year.
Yeah, and we knew the winter would be the hardest part of this journey because it forces people back indoors where the virus is more susceptible to spreading, and it makes people feel less connected. People like the nicer weather and being outside and having activities where they can walk with other folks or you know, socially distance from each other outside, but at least be near each other. Whereas now when we're indoors and it's cold and icy, it's just a lot harder, and people just aren't feeling as positive about things. But the light is there, the better weather is coming, and so we're looking towards a much better spring, but still having to be careful, still practicing our 3 W's.
townofchapelhill.org is the website to go to for everything Chapel Hill. And Mayor Pam Heminger, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll speak with you again next week.
Thank you, and you stay safe.
All right.